Chapter 1, The Secret Revealed. Bob Proctor, philosopher, author, and personal coach.
This secret gives you everything you want: happiness, health, and wealth.
Dr. Joe Vitale, metaphysician, marketing specialist, and author.
You can have, do, or be anything you want.
John Assaraf, entrepreneur and money-making expert.
We can have whatever it is that we choose. I don't care how big it is.
What kind of a house do you want to live in?
Do you want to be a millionaire?
What kind of a business do you want to have?
Do you want more success?
What do you really want?
Dr. John DeMartini, philosopher, chiropractor, healer, and personal transformation specialist.
This is the great secret of life.
Dr. Dennis Waitley, psychologist and trainer in the field of mind potential.
The leaders in the past who had the secret wanted to keep the power and not share the power. So they kept people ignorant of the secret. People went to work, they did their job, they came home. They were on a treadmill with no power because the secret was kept in the few.
Throughout history, there have been many who coveted the knowledge of the secret, and there have been many who found a way of spreading this knowledge to the world.
Michael Bernard Beckwith, visionary and founder of Agape International Spiritual Center.
I've seen many miracles take place in people's lives. Financial miracles, miracles of physical healing, mental healing, healing in relationships.
Jack Canfield, author, teacher, life coach, and motivational speaker.
All of this happened because of knowing how to apply the secret.
What is the secret? Bob Proctor.
You've probably been sitting there wondering, what is the secret? I'll tell you how I have come to understand it. We all work with one infinite power. We all guide ourselves by exactly the same laws. The natural laws of the universe are so precise that we don't even have any difficulty building spaceships, we can send people to the moon, and we can time the landing with the precision of a fraction of a second. I don't care if you're in India, if you're in Australia, New Zealand, Stockholm, or London, or Toronto, or Montreal, or New York. We're all working with one power, one law. It's attraction. The secret is the law of attraction. Everything that's coming into your life, you are attracting into your life. And it's attracted to you by virtue of the images you're holding in your mind. It's what you're thinking. You see, whatever is going on in your mind, you're attracting to you.
Every thought of yours is a real thing, a force. Prentice Mulford.
The greatest teachers who have ever lived have told us that the law of attraction is the most powerful law in the universe. Poets such as William Shakespeare, Robert Browning, and William Blake delivered it in their poetry. Musicians such as Ludwig van Beethoven expressed it through their music. Artists such as Leonardo da Vinci depicted it in their paintings. Great thinkers including Socrates, Plato, Ralph Waldo Emerson, Pythagoras, Sir Francis Bacon, Sir Isaac Newton, Johann Wolfgang von Goethe, and Victor Hugo shared it in their teachings. Their names have been immortalized and their legendary existence has survived centuries. Religions such as Hinduism, Hermetic traditions, Buddhism, Judaism, Christianity, and Islam, and civilizations such as the ancient Babylonians and Egyptians delivered it through their writings and stories. Recorded throughout the ages in all its forms, the law can be found in ancient writings through all the centuries. It was recorded in stone in 3000 BC. Even though some coveted this knowledge, and indeed they did, it has always been there for anyone to discover. The law began at the beginning of time. It has always been and will always be. It is the law that determines the complete order in the universe, every moment of your life and every single thing you experience in your life. It doesn't matter who you are or where you are, the law of attraction is forming your entire life experience, and this all-powerful law is doing that through your thoughts. You are the one who calls the law of attraction into action, and you do it through your thoughts. In 1912, Charles Harnell described the law of attraction as the greatest and the most infallible law upon which the entire system of creation depends. Bob Proctor.
Wise people have always known that. You can go right back to the ancient Babylonians. They've always known this. It's a small, select group of people.
The ancient Babylonians and their great prosperity have been well documented by scholars. They are also known for creating one of the seven wonders of the world, the Hanging Gardens of Babylon. Through their understanding and application of the laws of the universe, they became one of the wealthiest races in history.
Why do you think that 1% of the population earns around 96% of all the money that's being earned? Do you think that's an accident? It's no accident. It's designed that way. They understand something. They understand the secret. And you are being introduced to the secret.
People who've drawn wealth into their lives use the secret, whether consciously or unconsciously.